Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about a software engineer who's essentially given AI a bug-hunting upgrade.
Oh, this sounds fascinating. So, like, how does this work? Is the AI actually writing code or something?
Not exactly. It's more like, imagine giving a super smart intern access to all the debugging tools. This engineer, Sven Sharmenki, created a tool called MCP WinBG that lets large language models, or LLMs, interact with WinBG. That's Windows' own debugging tool.
I see. Interesting.
Right? So instead of manually digging through code, developers can now just talk to the AI in plain English. Hey, Copilot, find the problem. And boom, it analyzes the crash dump, pinpoints the problematic code, and even suggests solutions. Pretty slick, huh?
So it's like having an automated debugging buddy.
Exactly. Sharmenki even says it's like going from hunting with a stone spear to using a guided missile. Talk about a leap forward.
But if it's using LLMs, doesn't that mean it's prone to, you know, hallucinating?
Good point. The article mentions that these LLMs aren't actually intelligent in the way we think. They're great at pattern recognition, but they can still get things wrong. That's why it's important to double-check the AI's work. It's a tool, not a replacement, for human oversight.
Got it. So it's not a silver bullet, but it could definitely speed things up.
Absolutely. This could be a game changer, especially for those tedious, time-consuming debugging tasks that nobody wants to do. And the best part? The code is open source. Anyone can download it from GitHub and give it a spin.
This is exciting stuff. It also makes you wonder about the future of coding. Will we eventually just be conversing with AIs to build entire software systems?
Well, that's a topic for another podcast, but this debugging tool is definitely a step in that direction. It takes a complex, often frustrating process and makes it accessible to a wider range of developers. Plus, who wouldn't want a guided missile for bug hunting?
I think this whole thing highlights something the article touches upon. The misuse of the term AI. It's really more about clever application of language models, right? Not true artificial intelligence.
Precisely. The article argues that the current landscape of AI is mostly just sophisticated pattern recognition, not actual intelligence. But as this debugging tool shows, even these not-so-intelligent systems can be incredibly useful when applied to the right tasks.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Goodbye.